Winter COVID war will mean curbs last into 2022. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, which reports on the Taoiseach's assertion yesterday that restrictions will remain in place well into the new year, but that we're moving into a new era of the pandemic. Micheál Martin said that the coming months will see less of an emphasis on regulations and more on social responsibility. Whether or not digital COVID certs will continue to be a feature of indoor dining generates the lead story in the Irish Examiner. The Taoiseach is again quoted, this time saying that the need for the cert to dine indoors will be reassessed at the end of the vaccination programme. The initial phase of that programme will finish at the end of September before booster vaccinations begin. For its lead story, the Irish Times also focuses on the outcome of yesterday's Cabinet subcommittee meeting. The paper reports that the emphasis is currently on prioritising the reopening of schools and colleges and the return to the workplace, while live entertainment is only expected to return on a phased basis during September and October. Under the headline, Legal Right to Work at Home, meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mail leads with the line that Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is keen to get legislation drawn up which would give employees the choice to work from home. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Times reports on the government's efforts to evacuate 36 Irish passport holders out of Afghanistan after Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney confirmed yesterday that three Irish nationals have already left the country. The Times, Independent and Examiner all give front page coverage to an investigation by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission into the country's six main motor insurers, which found evidence of anti-competitive price signalling in the industry. The Irish Sun leads with yesterday's news that the former Manchester United footballer Dennis Law, who is now aged 81, has been diagnosed with dementia. The Irish Daily Star builds its lead story around pictures taken of convicted criminal Derek Hutch wheeling a bicycle around Dublin yesterday, wearing what is thought to be protective body armour under his zip-up jacket. The 35-year-old is a nephew of Jerry Hutch, who was arrested in Spain last week. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that more than one third of people convicted of sex crimes against children in Northern Ireland in the last 10 years avoided serving prison sentences. The Irish News leads with the condemnation of loyalist anti-Irish Sea border posters which have appeared in the town of Dungannon in County Tyrone, bearing the image of sectarian killer Billy Wright. And finally, there's a story in today's Mail about how archaeologists who excavated a bog in Roscommon in advance of the construction of a 34-kilometre extension to the N5 motorway have found a wooden idol from the Iron Age. The idol is thought to have been used for pagan sacrifices, since animal bones and a dagger were also found at the site. We're also told that the 2.5 metre tall wooden idol didn't rot because the bog it's been lying in for the past 1,600 years is waterlogged.